Hello, Patriots. How are you today? Thank you for stopping by the Lori and Company show. I wanted to talk about a few other things than what we got into yesterday with Joe from Montana. And again, thanks, Joe, for the interesting conversation. I wanted to first say I want to thank the dads and stepdads and the veterans, as well as the currently serving military. You know, as the Toby Keith song goes, get all choked up. So you can sleep in peace at night when you lay down your head because of an American soldier. And the American soldiers have been a presence all over the world. And so that's also why there's so many listeners from around the world. So if you're in the military and you've been hearing about this show or wondering what's going on with Operation Rainbow, wherever you are in the world, God bless you. Stay safe and know that most of America appreciates and loves you. Don't get depressed. And if you do get depressed, Mike Lindell of MyPillow has set up LindellRecoveryNetwork.org. And sometimes just hearing and talking to someone who is going through what you're going through just makes a huge difference. And this is what God meant as the scripture means when it says to, to confess our sins to each other and to be loving to each other. Okay, our transgressions and our sins, you know, share them with your family. And if you can't, you know, that's understandable, but sometimes a therapist makes a big difference. And of course, tell the Lord everything that's on your mind. I mean, I learned so much from Kim Clement, because he was open to God speaking to him. And he'd go out in his garden every day and God would show him things. And sometimes it's not very clear. So you have to really have your heart and mind open. And that's why I keep telling people to be kind to people. More and more people are waking up from this, you know, haze, this sleeping potion that we've been under. And when they do wake up, they're going to need guidance and kindness, what I'm advocating. And that's hard for me because I have not been shown a lot of kindness. And I've been, you know, messed with so much, and I'm still being messed with. But I keep believing in the triumph of humanity and God's divine intervention, and that's what we're asking for. One of the reasons why my In Circle Us Getter feed has some pretty strong posts on it is because we want to disengage, and I say we, I mean this group of people that are working so hard to make things better. We want to disengage from the troublemakers and the nation wreckers and the perverted and the, un-American people out there. And so part of that is to not be tolerant of improper behavior, especially demonstrated towards kids. That really gets my anger up because when I was growing up, I saw a lot of abuse of kids. And yeah, my dad spanked us, but he didn't abuse us. He didn't, throw us around the room or whatever. But when when my dad would spank us, he would say, this is hurting me more than it hurts you. And he'd put us over his knee, and then he'd say, he'd count it down. And he would start usually laughing because he just felt so silly trying to spank us. And he just wasn't much of a, he wasn't able to continue usually. And I always seemed to push his buttons when I got spanked a lot. But my mom was such a sweet lady and such a good mother. And she didn't have the life that she should have had either, but she made the best of it because she was very strong. So what we show to our children is what they model. So we have to be good role models, and you can't be telling your kids, oh, I see that you put on your sister's tutu today to see what that looked like on you. You must be gay. Let's go and get your sex changed, okay? A child doesn't even think about sex until they're going into puberty. And by then, it's pretty obvious what's going on with them. And I say that because I do know gay people. And I don't want to get into their personal stories, but the bottom line is the ones that I know, something happened to them, and that's when they became gay. Okay? Something was done to them, put it that way. No, I'm saying this because when you see my In Circle Us getter feed, you might be like, oh, what is she talking about? We are trying to protect our children, but we're also trying to protect our businesses, because you don't want to have happen to you what happened to the baker who didn't want to make a wedding cake for a customer, and he lost his business and was sued and called a bigot and everything else. And, all because he has the right to have values and principles. He say, I'll make you any other kind of cake you want, but I don't want to make wedding cakes for gay couples. I don't, that's against my personal beliefs. Since when in America can't you have personal beliefs? Your violation of not just your gun rights, but also the right to have religious freedom are being impinged upon. If you want to call in and debate with me or discuss, whichever way you want to look at it, the number is 319-527-6779. I'm going to be stepping away and doing shorter shows because it's taking too much time, and I've got too many other irons in the fire right now. So I'm doing this longer shows this week, and then after that it's going to go back to being shorter shows. Unless I'm doing an interview. So I want to mention to you, most of the people I know, they don't say they're religious. They say they are spiritual. And there is a difference between spirituality and religious. Religious is more, in my view, being into the, the trappings of religion. I really think you have to think more about your personal connection to God. And it wasn't until I asked God to show me who, to be connected to me, but let me connect to Him, that things start changing for me. And this is a especially awkward subject for me because my family on the East Coast, I mean, one of them is a communist and doesn't believe in God anymore. One of my sisters, I got a lot of them. And the other ones in Europe has gotten away from God for a long time. And, like I said when I did another show, the churches are empty and the baby carriages are too. They pushed out God long before America did. So it's up to us, America, to get things back on track. And you can't push out God and then expect evil not to take over. And, maybe you don't want to call it God, maybe you want to call it the force or the architect of the universe or the power or the, I don't know, I usually say the Lord, but there is some other, this is, you know, biblical. We are in the battle of our lifetimes, and this is what we were told about and warned about, and what the prophets in the Bible saw and the visions that they tried to record. It's all coming to pass, coming to this time, and there'll be much more after this. There is much more going on than what we see. So I ask you to just, you know, go to a quiet place, sit down. For me, it works when I'm outside in nature. I went out last night, and the beauty of the night sky and the sound of the night birds and the peace and the quiet that had settled over this valley, and the wind blowing through the trees, I just was filled with so much peace, and it renewed me. So that's the other part of it. I'm not talking about worshiping nature. I'm talking about nature is a connection to God, okay? So I say this because a lot of people are growing up without even hearing a peep about the Lord. And I don't mean going to Bible school every Sunday or sitting in church with a bunch of people singing hymns or pounding rock music like most of the churches I've been to. The music's so loud that you get a headache and you can feel the vibration in your chest. I'm talking about more meditation, those kind of things. I don't mean you know, Eastern religion or Buddhism or, you know, that kind of stuff either. So I'm asking you to go on your own adventure and figure it out, but be open for it, because you don't get a do-over, okay? I mean, a lot of people think you come, you know, believe in reincarnation. You know, go by what the book says, because that's a roadmap, that's a manual. And I say the book, I mean the Bible. And in case you don't know, the Bible was taken from many books that were ancient, and a lot of them were the Jewish books. There's been a lot of hidden history that has been covered up because the keepers of the knowledge don't want you to know. And the Catholic Church has been very, very big on covering up important information. That's a whole other story for another day. But, and I married a Catholic, so I'm not anti-Catholic. But now he's more like me. He just connects straight to God and prays. And, you know, we've been through this journey together, which was nice. But a lot of people are going on this journey by themselves. So I'm trying to, like, leave the breadcrumbs for you, like in the Hansel and Gretel story, you know, that you can follow the breadcrumbs so that you don't have to spend so much time and spend a lifetime figuring it out, that you can get in tune God and on the same frequency so that you can receive what God wants you to do or be blessed or to have your spiritual gifts be developed. Anyway, I'm not going to go on about that right now. But today, if you buy a ticket to the Inspired Escape Getaway, one that's on my website, blog.laurabella.com, it's a $20, it's really a donation. It goes towards the scholarship fund so that I can present the money to the Rawhide Ranch so that they can take in at least a few, I'm hoping, rescued children who are ready for going to nature camp and being with animals and making some new friends. And I want you to think about the kids out there that have had their lives wrecked by this criminal cabal, this evil empire. Just like in Star Wars, they really need a lot of help. And so that's what we're working on with Operation Rainbow. Anyway, today, if you buy a ticket for the getaway, which was donated generously to me years ago before the lockdown by Bobcatcher Inn in Cambria, California, right on the ocean, you not only get your tickets, but you'll be entered into the drawing on September 11th, But on top of that, I'm going to throw in the free painting class with Richard Sergutz, which is $40 value. This is for future artists, people who are trying to discover what their gifts are. And it, sometimes it's spiritual, sometimes it's a talent. So this is at the Green Art House, thegreenarthouse.org, Fallbrook, California. And he's a great guy. And he knows the Rawhide Ranch people. So I know you'll enjoy your class with him. So get over there and donate and buy a ticket for the Inspired Escape. And I put a brochure on the website so you can see what's going on with that. And as I said, I would have used this gift certificate for the 2 days at the B&B on the beach near Hearst Castle. I would have used it years ago, but all kinds of hell rained down on me, not to mention the lockdown that was nearly 2 years out here in California. And that's partly why 3.2 million people have left, and a lot of them were businesses. So we need people to get their business hats on, and a lot of them are going to need help getting in business quickly, because we're going to be having an explosion of movies and cartoons and books for kids and books for adults and, libraries like what Glenn Beck is working on. He's collecting artifacts for his library. And so we have a lot of work to do. And I'm winging this on my own because, quite frankly, I've told people not to follow me because I don't want to get them interfered with and, targeted like I was and my family and my friends, but also because one of the reasons why this has been so difficult is because I cannot, say, I've got a 100,000 followers. I was given an opportunity when I joined Twitter to buy followers, and I thought it was dishonorable. I didn't do it. So there's people you see out there that you never see posts from, they never have any information, never have any opinion about anything, but somehow they've got, 1.2 million followers. It's bogus, okay? So, and not in every case. I mean, like Charlie Kirk has real followers, but I'm saying there's a lot of people out there that, to look important or to have the appearance of being important, they bought their followers. Now I have to start concentrating on doing group presentations again. Stopped doing it for a while because, I felt very vulnerable. It's like you have someone come up to you and, that's another story, but you can hurt someone very easily just by having something on your hand when you shake their hand. And that's why a lot of stars and famous people don't like to shake hands. All right, there's all kinds of ways to get people. And the British intelligence wrote the book on it because you're a bunch of freaks. Yeah, I hope you're listening. You're good at pointing a finger at Putin for trying to protect his people and calling him names when you have done worse things than Putin ever did in the KGB when he was a young man. So, stop with the bull, okay? We know what you are and who you work for, and it sure as hell is not the British people, and it sure as hell is not America. So keep it up, and you'll have a big schism where Americans won't want anything to do with Brits. Yeah, I'm going to talk about something nicer because I get in an angry mood very quickly when I think about all that has gone on and what has happened and why and how un unnecessary it was if people had just stood up and said, no, that is wrong, we're not doing that. And most of it has to do with education, but a lot of it has to do with the expansion of government. Glenn Beck is putting on a special called, it's on the Blaze channel. You can get that on Roku. Roku's trying harder to have much more interesting content. And if you can, don't support Netflix right now because they hired his, Obama and his you know, Bigfoot, whatever her name is, Michelle, the moose. They hired them, disbarred lawyers who have wrecked our nation, as advisors for content. So screw Netflix, okay? So get to Roku. And on Roku, Glenn Beck's channel, The Blaze, he has an episode, I think it's a special tonight, called Fascism Fantasies. And it exposes FDR. In case you don't know it, Biden, as in bought and paid for, Biden, he is trying to pretend that he's FDR. FDR did a lot of terrible things, and he was in power for like 12 years. I think he won elections 4 times, and because they were rigged. And in my estimation, from what I can figure out, he was part of the shadow government, the Illuminati, whatever you want to call it. And he's the one that put the hidden messages on our money, symbols, and the pyramid with the eye. And it was Christians that said, you know, to try to counteract that, put in God we trust. But anyway, FDR was not a good man. I don't care what anyone says. Bill O'Reilly has the audacity to say, listen to him, I know everything, follow what I say. No, Bill O'Reilly, you don't know everything. Okay? You used to be brave and used to speak the truth and be outraged like the rest of us. And now you're trying to watch every little syllable that comes out of your mouth. FDR was not a good man. He, like Glenn Beck is showing, expanded the government big time, like 87 new departments were created under FDR. He won the election over Hoover, but that's because the media did a great job of blaming all the problems of the aftermath of the Depression on Hoover. It was a smear campaign, basically. I'm not saying that Hoover was a great president, but he took the blame for what was really the aftermath of the Depression, or the problems that were created during the Depression. And all the recessions and all the depressions, and there's another one coming, are the responsibility and blame of the unfederal Federal Reserve. And I'm telling you that because young people aren't aware of just how much damage that FDR, Franklin Delano Roosevelt did, including rounding up Japanese and German Americans, seizing guns, seizing gold, breaking the human rights violations by having people held without any trial. In internment camps, and that's what they're doing now with these camps in Australia especially, but they're here too, but it's sticky in there, and what the people that were at the Capitol on January 6th are going through. They haven't had a due process. They've been presumed guilty without the assumption of innocence, and they haven't had representation, and the Demon Rat Party is in violation of the law, and that alone should make them all have to resign their offices and their spots in government. The people are so freaking wicked, and I curse you in the name of Jesus Christ Almighty. How do you like that? You want to play ball? You will regret what you did to me and so many thousands of other people. You people are going to Gitmo, and I say that because I have seen it. Okay, so you had your chance to do the right thing, and instead you just doubled down because you're wicked, and you're also on the payroll. Your owners might be threatening you, but guess what? tens of millions of American people are a lot more scared, and you should be afraid of us. All right, so I wanted to say that it is very difficult to get the information out there because of being censored and being shadow banned and being basically made into a non-person. I mean, I don't know how I'm supposed to get advertisers when, you know, I have 4 followers. You know, I mean, I've totally had my business and my life ruined. But on top of that, I've also had everything that we planned to do when we were younger was postponed because of the lockdown, because of what happened that Obama and Biden did to my family, seizing our assets without due cause or just process. So everything came to a screeching halt. And, you know, here, you know, my husband got older and sicker in the meantime. My husband's not the man he was. I don't know whether you know, but once you get over 60, you know, you start getting pretty tired easily. So part of the reason why I get so angry is that it's not just for my feeling sorry for myself, it's and how my life was, you know, wrecked and just derailed, but it's also for all the other people out there, and especially these children who didn't ask to get grabbed by some pervert and thrown into sex slavery. And I'm pretty sure that's what happened to Natalie Holloway when she was in Aruba. Pretty sure that Joran guy sold her to, you know, traffickers when she said, oh, no, I can't have sex with you, I'm a virgin. He's like, oh, you're worth a lot of money. Yeah, that's what I think happened. But anyway, I'm saying that because we all have been under the impression that everything's in good hands, and it's not. And one of the things that I'm really advocating now is to take away the power of the corporations, because those corporations, like, you know, Joe Biden's out there saying that they're not paying their fair taxes. That's because the corporations control the tax laws, and they tell the politicians what to put in the tax laws so they find the loopholes. So for Joe Biden to be pointing a finger at the corporations is like such a joke, because he's owned by the corporations and he's owned by the Communist Chinese Party, and he is not a president of the United States. He's the president of the Chi-Coms. And that's my opinion, and that's my right to say, because this is America, Joe Biden, and you are illegally in office. You better reevaluate your retirement plan. Anyway, so Joe Biden is putting down the corporations as the big baddies. You know, a lot of people, especially rich people like Bill O'Reilly, you know, they are paying a lot in taxes. It's the poor that get all the benefits of the taxes that are paying very little in comparison. And I'm sorry if that, you know, rocks your boat, people, but the corporations aren't the enemy. Corporations hire people. They give jobs to people. Those people get jobs, and then they buy houses and cars and, you know, consumable goods. So, you know, demonizing the corporations is not the answer. But I will demonize corporations that insult 90% of the, or at least 60% of the population of American citizens. And I will demonize corporations that give their money to the Democrat Party that is doing nothing for America but dismantling it. Joe Biden's going to do what FDR did and have all kinds of road construction and bridge building and, you know, basically slush funds like the big dig in Massachusetts that Ted Kennedy was deep into and profiting off of. You know, the Kennedys are wealthy. How'd they get wealthy? What exactly do they do? What product do they make? Why are they wealthy? They were in politics. Anyway, the the reason I'm mentioning that is that Joe Biden's trying to make himself out to be FDR. FDR is no one to emulate or be proud of, a very disgraceful president. The only thing I will give him credit for is trying to hide his polio and being not wanting America to look like they had a disabled person leading it. But FDR was not a good president. And one of the reasons I say that is because he was told what was happening in Europe with the extermination of Jews and the rounding up of all the other people, like the, what you call dissidents. And he did nothing. He dragged his feet, and then he waited till his owners in the globalist fascist Fabian Socialist Party could go in there and grab all the art up and all the money in the bank accounts and the especially the artwork and the gold. And then he went. And when his advisors told FDR to, bomb the railroad tracks or taking the train loads of Jews to the concentration camps where they are starved, tortured, and gassed, FDR didn't do anything about that, Bill O'Reilly. So for you to be such a FDR fan is revolting to me. And I'll never listen to you seriously again. But Glenn Beck, to his credit, has done his research, and he knows what a transformational, in a bad way, FDR was, and in a worse way, Obama. Obama at least was kept in check because there's still enough decent patriots left in the government and the State Department and the Pentagon to keep that Marxist usurper in check. But not now. Now they've gotten rid of a lot of people, and they have really radical people running DC, and Biden just says and reads what he's told to, and he cannot run again in 2024 because he's not mentally stable now. So he might have a report from his doctor saying he is, but it's not true. So what the Democrat Party does is go to the doctor, Surgeon General, and say, give us clearance on Biden or we'll kill you. That's how the Democrat Party works. They kill people. If you want examples of that, Justice Scalia, Andrew Breitbart, Michael Hastings, Steve Bridges. Most of the stars that have suddenly been found dead, those are hit jobs by the Democrat Party. Yep, you got it. I said it. Anyway, look at that show tonight by Glenn Beck. Fascism, fantasies. There's no state or country that looks good ruled by tyrants and fascists and morons and perverts. And when I say perverts, I mean people who abuse kids and traffic them. I'm not talking about gay people. I don't care what you do in your personal life. That's not my business. It has no effect on me. I care what you do when it comes to having a power and a say in our school, our education, our curriculum, and our media. There's a lot of good gay people that have been in positions of power that have done great jobs, and that's because they're not radicals, okay? They're not, their religion is not perversion, okay? Their religion, a lot of times, isn't even known, that most of them aren't even practicing Jews or Christians. They're just agnostic. So that's not the issue. It's not about coming down on gays. It's about coming down on the power of the LGBTQP movement. And the P stands for pedophile. They're normalizing pedophilia and grooming of children. If you want to be associated with that group of people, that means that you're like okay with what they're doing. Right, so it's not about if you want to dress like a girl when you're a man or vice versa. This is about much more a deeper sickness where you try to transform a society from what is obviously wholesome and good into something perverted and disgusting. And when you start coming after the kids, then the mama bears come out like me, because you can't have our kids. You're not going to be near them. And that's why we're going to do our own schools. And that's in the Department of Education. It's going to be defunded because guess what? All it takes is a pissed off group of patriots that refuse to pay money for something that they don't have any say in and that they don't have any representation. So if you're going to give taxes to the government and you don't have safe streets, you don't have reasonable energy and cost of living, and you don't have education, why are we giving money to the government, right? So that's how important this is, that we all get on the same page very quickly, because we have the power. They pretend that they have the power. That's why the IRS has armed IRS agents, because they're not, you know, advisors or consultants or, you know, let me come out and see what I can do to help your business. They work for the Rothschilds, and they work for the shadow government. And they were also set up illegally. It's the Internal Revenue Service. They service their owners. They don't service us. It doesn't go to the U.S. Treasury people. And that's partly why I was targeted, because I started talking about this. And I don't care. You know, it's time to stop tiptoeing around the subject. A lot of people that are under non-disclosures. I'm not, because I haven't had an employer since 2006, thanks to the Demon Rat Party, who very successfully made sure I didn't keep my college job and very successfully smeared me. So guess what? It's all going to come out. The colleges have, especially the Christian colleges, they've also been hijacked. They have people in them that are good, but they are quiet because they know that they want to keep their professor job or their overpaid administrative job. So they don't rock the boat because, you know, they obviously have too much to lose. So you have these other groups coming in, communists and Baha and Satanist Club of America. Yeah, there really is one. And they're dictating policy and what can be talked about. And as an example of this, I went to a graduation at a Christian college. What a joke that is, not a Christian college. It was founded by Christians, but it was hijacked long ago. And I went to this graduation, and the white people, the Protestants and the Catholics and the, Native Americans or, Americans that had grown up here, we got this very pathetic graduation ceremony with no prayer, no invocation, nothing. Okay, it was terrible. Then I'm walking away and I start talking to this Hispanic guy, and he's talking about them having a special service and, program, and, it's very religious, and, having, the Catholic Church come in there and, talk to the Mexican Americans that, they weren't, so a lot of them were, people who were, very interested in having a religious graduation ceremony. So they got special treatment. They got the, the whole nine yards, but not us, taxpayers, not the ones that are legally here. We just get the, okay, bye, see you later. So shame on you, and you know who I'm talking about, in Orange, California. Pathetic. They also were hiring people that were asking extremely inappropriate questions of young people. And they also had a lot of sadistic behavior going on by the students. And that's because of the influence of Hollywood, which is right nearby, because there's a lot of perverts and a lot of Satan worshipers in Hollywood. So having a college near Church of Satan and Hollywood is a real bad idea. And you can, I could document the results of what happens when you do set up a college near that kind of an influence. There is a darkness over LA, and most people, even people that aren't religious, can see it and feel it. I don't go near that place. So with that said, we're going to have to make new schools. And, it might be that they you know, you have a factory that's gone out of business, and so it gets converted into a college, and you know, people can take classes from home. You can get a degree from, you know, Penn State online. You don't have to go to a college anymore. I mean, it's nice to have that experience and to, you know, make friends and all that. So you could just do that by meeting up regularly on campus. So you don't have to have colleges filled with dormitories and lots of extra facilities. Okay, it doesn't have to be that you spend tens of millions on new colleges. Liberty University, Hillsdale University, you're going to have to expand because people are going to want to send their kids to you all because the rest are such indoctrination camps run by perverted communists, lying leftists, moron teachers that, you know, couldn't even run a garage sale, but somehow they're supposed to shape your child. No way. Okay, I'm so grateful that my kids went to decent schools and had good teachers and good professors, but that's quickly changing thanks to what Obama did. He hired every scumbag he could find, including Marxists and foreigners and anti-U.S. people. Obama did so much damage, and Biden helped him, and now he's finishing the job. But Joe Biden is going to be coming out of office very soon. I declare that. And Harris is not eligible for office because she was born to people that were not from America, and they weren't U.S. citizens when she was born. So she's not eligible for office, so she can't be president. So that leaves Speaker Pelosi, who's a drunk and a mafia queen. So guess what? Something big is going to come down very soon. Buckle up, people. We're in for a bumpy ride. All right, I'm going to read this story. It's by Pastor Shane Vaughn, and it's called America 101. And the subtitle is Reminding Us Who We Are. And, you know, you might not hear about this book. You definitely won't hear about it at school or on the paid-off media. So I'm going to be reading it and telling you about it so you can order it. And, you know, my kids were young, they had Scholastic book fairs, and so they'd get all these, you know, different books regularly, and it created a love of reading, and, you know, it's partly what LeVar Burton, who was the Toby in the movie Roots. Later on, LeVar Burton went in and worked in Star Trek series, I think it was, and anyway, he was involved with Reading Rainbow. In case you haven't figured it out, the reason I call what I'm trying to get going Operation Rainbow is because I'm very near Rainbow, California, and so is the Rawhide Ranch. So a rainbow is very important because also is a promise from God that he would never flood the earth again. The reason the earth was flooded was to get rid of the insurgency from some other dimension or universe that was here. That was this ancient civilization that's also been covered up. So the rainbow has been hijacked by the LGBTQP community. And we're taking that back too, because that's the holy sign, and you are insulting and it's an affront to God to be using it. All right, the world does not need more rainbow pride parades. We need more American pride parades where you actually appreciate and remember how special this country was and the reason it was settled and how far it came very quickly. And our Constitution is not some old piece of paper that's not important. It was very inspired by God, and it had incredibly intelligent, enlightened people working on it. And it was drawn from the Law of Nations by Steve Battel and Magna Carta, and also the Bible. At our founding, there was a Bible in everyone's schoolhouse, and everyone learned from it, learned to read from it, learned about, you know, honor and faith in the Lord and all the other stuff that goes into making a good society. So the Demon Rat Party has created total chaos, burned and looted all during President Trump's time. They ignored his vision and what he wanted to do. They would ignore his memos. They would undermine him every chance they could. They spied on him. They presented false evidence. They even created the problem on January 6, 2021 to prevent having a serious evaluation and forensic investigation of the obviously clearly stolen November 2020 election. So as far as most, if you ask most American people, they believe that the Democrat Party should have been long and finished long ago when they caused the Civil War and then segregated and then beat up blacks and put Dr. Martin Luther King in prison run by Democrats. You Democrats are pathetic and evil. And you can say that we are, but that's not true. We have evidence, centuries of your evilness, okay? It was the Republican Party that stopped slavery, not you Democrats. All right, so I'm going to read that story, America 101, reminding us who we are, by Pastor Shane Vaughn and Kathy Chadnya Connolly. I'm going to get to that after this break. This is a song that I'm hoping will be the Operation Rainbow theme song. It's called Winner, and it's about it's really about triumphing over evil and being victorious even when you don't think it's going to work out that way. And when people are trying to change their lives that have addictions or have problems, I hope it gives them a little bit of inspiration to stay in it. And I'm going to put the commercial on with the theme song Winner following. And I hope you listen to the lyrics because it's important. And that's the other thing we're doing. We're going to take back the music industry from the Satanists. One of the things that people aren't aware of is that the Satanists are literally putting spells on the music. They are cursing your children and transferring spells via technology. And I know that sounds bizarre. It's like a portal that is open and allows wickedness to go back and forth. And that's partly why our society and our kids are changing so rapidly. It has to do with the Hertz frequency. You want to know more about this? Well, I try to share a lot of information about that, but you want to know more about it. I start on my, well, and they've taken away a lot of my sites, so it's very hard for me to point to a site because, you know, all the years of compiling information have been taken offline. But it's out there if you look for it. A lot of my tweets and Facebook posts have also been deleted. So, you know, that's why I don't advertise or give money to Facebook for my business, because I don't trust you people as far as I can throw you. So anyway, that's the other part of this, is trying to find new avenues and ways of advertising that don't involve the demons that are employed by these big social networks. Get over the Truth Social and Gab and Parler and getter. And, you know, just don't even go near Facebook and Twitter until he's put in custody. Who violated civil rights, who have committed crimes, who have allowed pornography and perversion on their sites, but banned me, right? I could individually sue probably 15 people at Twitter right now. So please listen to the song called The Winner, and a commercial at first, but listen, and then when I come back, we'll read the story that I think you're going to like, America 101.
You know, sometimes it's hard to decide what to watch on TV. Hots Contour TV makes that decision easier with the entertainment you love in one place. Enjoy live TV, on-demand programs, DVR recordings, and music, all with the sound of your voice with the Contour voice remote. Catch the golf and basketball action you've been waiting for and get real-time scores, stats, and highlights on the Contour sports app. Learn more at cox.com/contour. Again, that's cox.com/contour.
It's time to spring on the cold brew topped with cold foam at Dunkin'. Whether you're feeling a little salty with our rich and creamy salted caramel cold foam, or a little sweet with our smooth and velvety sweet cold foam, we've got the perfect sips to match your springtime mood.
So it's like a choose-your-own cold foam adventure?
That's right, and no matter which smooth sips you're feeling, you always win.
Well, then I'm in the mood for an adventure.
Bring it on with salted caramel cold foam and sweet cold foam at Dunkin'. DD Perks members can enjoy a medium for $3. America runs on Dunkin'. Exclusions, additional charges, and terms may apply. Participation may vary.
You're like a circle that floats around me, keeping me safe and sound. And when I fall, you tied a rope to me. You're blessing me every day. I was down with an illusion, like a sparrow with broken wings. But now I shine with your reflection on me. I'm getting back up on my feet.
Sometimes it's hard to decide.
I hope you like that song. Okay, this is America 101, reminding us who we are, by Pastor Shane Vaughn and Kathy Chanya Connolly. Perhaps you remember it well, the classical moment of The Wizard of Oz, when little Toto noticed something moving behind the curtain. While all the others, including Dorothy, were distracted by the booming voice of the mesmerizing visuals produced by the crafty Wizard of Oz, little Toto discovered the truth by pulling back the curtain of lies. In that same spirit and desire for truth, Professor Toto seeks to help your child pull back the curtain of lies concerning America. Each day, your child is presented with a secret agenda of the left to lessen the greatness of this land of the free. More and more, your children are being taught that America is a democracy rather than a republic. The first step in training up a patriot in your home is to help them clearly understand the uniqueness and the greatness of your society. America 101 with Professor Toto is a wonderful way to begin their patriot education. Begins with the pilgrims. Listen, my children, and you'll learn plenty, like how the pilgrims landed in 1620. From England they sailed on the Mayflower, trusting in God and his mighty power. The first Thanksgiving. The first year was tough, but with hard work and prayer, the pilgrims had more than enough to share. The pioneers. Then came a wave of brave pioneers expanding our borders, exploring frontiers. Daniel Boone and Davy Crockett cleared the way for the country to skyrocket. 13 colonies. Settlements grew through sweat and toil, and yet to England our founders stayed loyal. Every colony and town obeyed the rules the crown laid down. Taxation without representation. But soon the people grew displeased for unfair taxes they raised. The seeds of rebellion were being sown. They were no longer happy with England's throne. So to King George, an appeal was written to repeal the tax on tea from Britain. The big idea. Then, like a bolt out of the blue, a thought occurred to the brave few. If our homeland was free, we'd then have a choice. Every citizen would have a voice. If the people were properly represented, tyranny would surely be prevented. The appeal. But the king refused to grant the request, causing more dismay and unrest. Harsh words were spoken, ties were broken. Colonial tempers flared. Then to the king's surprise, independence was declared. Declaration of 1776. The year they signed and endorsed the declaration, George Washington was assigned to enforce the proclamation. From Concord to Trenton and Valley Forge, a volunteer army led by George was with cannon, sword, and gun until our freedoms had been won. Independence won. With victory now under his belt, the grateful general reverently knelt. He believed a godly nation had been conceived, one that would do God's will and be a shining light upon a hill. The founding fathers were also inspired. A new kind of government was now required. They knew our country would be blessed if on the Bible its foundations rest. Monarchy versus democracy. They saw the flaw in just one ruler, and an unjust mob would be even crueler. Decrees mustn't be made by one king, nor should majorities decide everything. The founders' grand experiment, a republic subject to the Constitution, seemed to be the perfect solution. Never before had a system been tried where the rule of law was the government's guide. The governing tree. A tree with three branches was introduced so the fruit of liberty could be produced. To each branch, duties were divided so the balance of power would not be lopsided. Legislative, executive, and judicial branches. Legislative branch. A Senate was built, a House was constructed. Now the people's business could be conducted. The House protects our constitutional rights, are the laws each representative writes. The Senate creates bills that address our right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Judicial ban. With nine wise judges, this court is supreme. In short, these guys are a legal dream team. Like official referees in big judicial games, they rule out on attorneys' constitutional claims. Executive branch. In brief, the president is commander-in-chief, which means he leads the Army, Navy, Air Force, and Marines, and Coast Guard. He's the one who gives the orders to guard our shores and defend our borders. Philip writes, the founders knew the government they framed might someday need to be tamed. Each of these amendments serves as guarantees to prevent overreach and preserve our liberties. First Amendment. Freedom of religion and freedom of speech means we're free to disagree as well as boldly preach. It also allows the press to express their views in the daily news. Second Amendment. This submission gives us permission to own a collection of guns and ammunition for our personal protection. The Electoral College. Every legal adult resident may cast one vote for the U.S. president, but so that regions with larger populations don't dominate and sway elections, state delegates are selected to validate the candidate their votes have elected. Old Glory. A symbol of freedom across the whole world, our foes tremble with when our flag is unfurled. Betsy Ross gets kudos for sewing our banner in such an inspirational, star-spangled manner. The Eagle. Patriotic hearts are always stirred at the sight of this regal bird soaring high above our fruited plains. Purple mountains, majesties, and amber waves of grain. The Liberty Bell. Pass and Stowe were the two men who cast this icon of copper and tin, but did not know Leviticus 25:10. Was the motto added by William Penn. That's my relative. America's heritage. Freedom is our nation's reward for obeying the commandments of the Lord. God's grace was shed and liberty spread from sea to shining sea, crowned with good and brotherhood from New York City to Hollywood. A tree is known by its fruit. Liberty Tree has legislative, executive, judicial branches. Patriotic duty. If America's roots are ever forgotten, if our government's fruits somehow turn rotten, if our brilliant light should grow dim, we have the constitutional right to trim, and if necessary, take it back from them. The spirit of 1776. If the American dream is to last, we must learn the lessons from our past. And that, my children, is the reason why patriots celebrate the 4th of July. Keep America great. One last thing before I close. America needs more godly heroes. Those who won't compromise patriotism nor believe the lie of socialism. If, like George Washington, will humbly pray our tomorrow can be greater than our yesterday. And that's really all you need to know. Professor Toto told you so. Now, everyone who loves to be free, say the pledge along with me. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. I thank you for listening to America 101. Inspired poetry. Did you hear the rhyming and the play on words? Did you hear the way it shapes the message? I want to give a shout out to the illustrator, M.R. Herron, H-E-R-R-O-N. Her illustrations, or his illustrations, are really wonderful and engaging for children. And I hope that you can find this book or order it from First Harvest Church. Look at First Harvest Ministries. And he also is involved with trying to raise money so that he can educate his congregation and then they can go forth and educate more people, like be basically apostles of education as well as belief in the Lord. So that's kind of exciting. And you can find out more at totosarmyofpatriots.com. And he too is doing something, what I'm doing, but he's doing it in the Midwest, okay? I'm out here on the West Coast. And I need people who are able to help change this mess that's been made. And it's going to take a lot of effort, but we're going to be able to do it, mainly because there's no doubt in my mind and many other people's minds that God is in us and that we are victorious if we stick together and don't compromise. I also would like to encourage you to look for the Schoolhouse Rock old videos. Some of them are on YouTube still. The Schoolhouse Rock, I grew up on, or my kids did, I guess, too. I can't remember when that came out, but I remember finding it very educational and engaging, and they're done with cartoons. And the reason I'm mentioning that is because the cartoonists are needed in this battle, because cartoonists are able to take a concept and put it into a visual that explains what that concept is, and that's a very difficult thing to do, and it's nothing to make light of. And we're going to need more illustrators and graphic artists. And that's one of the reasons why I pointed towards Linda Paris. Because she has a site that, gets 10 million views. She doesn't need me to point to her, but she's a graphic artist and she worked in many media platforms, including CNN, and I think she worked for Lifetime. She's been around the block a few times, and she is in Florida. I mentioned her because she's had some interesting guests, and one of the things that I want to encourage people to do is to broaden the sources of information they listen to. Obviously, you have to be careful who you listen to, and you don't want to just blindly trust anybody, but you do want to not just be closed-minded and think, I don't want to listen to that because, whatever your reason is. So I guess what it comes down to is that if you're not looking, like the Bible says, seek and you shall find. If you're not looking, you're not going to find anything. So first, invite God to come into your life. Second, tell the Lord what's on your heart and have a relationship. And, I still struggle with lots of things, but one thing that I do feel confident about is my faith is stronger than it's ever been in my life. And I just wish that I had started sooner to seek the Lord, because I think it would have made a big difference in my life, especially with when you're dealing with problems and, stress and situations. To have the Lord be strongly rooted in you, your rock to lean on, it makes such a huge difference. And just because you are a good Christian or a good practicing Jew or, you know, whatever it is, it doesn't mean that you're not going to have troubles and problems and issues too. It does mean, though, that you aren't alone. There's a movie that's on that on Roku, I think, right now, or maybe might be Pluto, that's called Alone But Not Alone. And it's the true story of young Mormon girls that were alive during the pioneer times. So, you know, take a look at that. It's another one called 17 Miracles. And I instinctively knew that somehow that movie, Paint Your Wagon, with Lee Marvin and Clint Eastwood and Harve Presnell and Jean Seberg. I knew that that was an important movie. It was a very different kind of movie. It was a play first on Broadway before it became a movie. It was a book first before it was a play. So that's why when I watched that movie, I was so inspired. And it's one of the few movies that you'll ever hear Clint Eastwood sing. And he actually is very charming in that. And God bless Clint Eastwood, who's still alive and kicking. And you know, I know he's more like a libertarian, but you know, it would make a big difference, Clint, if he would come out and speak for Trump. Trump might, you know, be abrasive or a bragger or whatever people's issues with him are, but God appointed him for this time, okay? And he was supposed to be in for two terms, consecutive terms. So, you know, it would make a big difference if people would have enough guts to speak up for real reformers like President Trump tried to be. I mean, Clint Eastwood spoke at the Republican convention. I think it was under Bush. You know, so Bush is a good friend of the Clintons, who's no different. In fact, the Bush family have done a lot of damage with their expansion of government, like FDR did. They're like the Democrat lights. That's what they are, like light as in L-I-T-E, like, you know, Bud Light. The rhinos are Dem Light. We don't need any more Dems, donkeys, and we don't need any more rhinos, Republicans. We need patriots. We need people like our founders. And one of those people is Cash Patel. And another one is Glenn Beck. Another one is Devin Nunes. And, you know, the list goes on. Okay, these are our new founders. But Biden is pointing to FDR, and he actually put up took down George Washington's portrait over the fireplace in the White House, and he put up FDR's portrait. And I'm sorry, all you brainwashed Democrats out there, FDR was not a good man. And I can say that very confidently, because my grandpa was a bricklayer, and he lived in New York City, and he lived near Philadelphia, and he was a German immigrant, and FDR was using the government to spy on Japanese Americans and German Americans. And I think at the time, my grandpa was not yet a citizen, or he was in the process. And so was my grandma. So when my mother started school in New York City, she couldn't even speak English because she had only been exposed to broken English at home. And the teachers at the school she went to would take a ruler and smack her on the hands, and, you know, were so rough and so vile. And I think that they were Catholic nuns, if I remember correctly. You know, they were so abusive. So she learned English in America, but she was born in America. to American citizens, naturalized American citizens. And it makes a difference, okay? There's a difference between a native, a natural-born citizen, a naturalized citizen, and a regular citizen. My own children have a foreigner for a father. They can never be president or vice president, even if the whole world said we want them. They can't be. Okay, so I resent people like Kamala Harris who screwed her way up to the top. Sorry. But that is pretty obvious because she's as dumb as a box of nails or whatever the expression is, box of bricks. And, you know, someone like that to be in power, who's from basically a mother from India and a dad from Jamaica who are anti-U.S. and are here for whatever they can get. And they might be intellectuals and they might be, you know, nice pillars of society, but they have no business pretending that their daughter is eligible to be president once they have disposed of Joe Biden. No one believes that Joe Biden is the real duly elected president, let alone that he's up for the job. I want to give a mention out to Lionel Recio in San Francisco. He is the creator of DragonSlayerMusic.com. And I mention him because he took the time and had a long conversation with my husband at the March 12th event in San Marcos. I guess he was there for the 11th and the 12th. And that was in San Marcos, California, at the Awakened Church campus. And people from all over the world were there. And they gave away some great prizes, and they gave away some, you know, silver coins to single moms. It was very nice that they were trying to help out single moms because, in case you didn't know it, a lot of famous people have been raised by single moms. I'm not famous, but I was raised by a single mom. Steve Dace was raised by a 15-year-old single mom. She had him when she was 15, and she thankfully didn't choose to abort Steve. And Steve has come a long way. He's on the Blaze Network, and Dace, D-E-A-C-E. And I believe Glenn Beck's mom was single for at least a part of his life. And also Dr. Ben Carson, who became a world famous brain surgeon, who also happens to be African American. That's the kind of people that we should be pointing to and emulating, you know, to young people. People who, against all odds, rose to the top, became something. They got an education that they actually earned. They weren't handed a degree like Obama was and Harris, who couldn't tell you, if you asked her a law question, she wouldn't be able to answer you. Neither could Biden. You know, Biden on public air lied about his credentials, about his law degree, about his, he was at the bottom of his class, you know, that he didn't, he lied about his GPA. I mean, these people are so wicked and lie without even blinking. So we don't want to be pointing towards FDR or Biden or Obama or Hillary. We should be pointing towards neutral people who aren't left or right, just people that are logical and accomplished and are good and decent and leaders, natural-born leaders. That's who we should be emulating and looking at to be like, not like these tyrants of the past. But Dr. Ben Carson has Carl Carson Scholars, and he has a program that helps kids academically achieve. And you know, Dr. Carson and his brother, who's I think an engineer, they were raised by a single parent, whose his father was actually married or had a family with somebody else, and his mother didn't even know how to read till she was older. And yet she knew the importance of education, and she would make them read and not watch TV. So, you know, what you do now really matters. And that's partly why I read America 101. You know, that book is filled with info, but it's also done in an interesting way for kids. But it also has plays on words and rhyming going on. And, you know, rhyming leads to poetry, and poetry leads to writing, and, you know, to the next Shakespeare. So, you know, we really need to be cultivating that kind of student, as well as, you know, empowering children with enrichment. And, you know, most of the people know it, but I'll tell you again, Steve Dace, D-E-A-C-E, he just wrote a nefarious plot fairly recently, and it's being made into a movie. All right, so here's this, you know, he never went to college. You know, he just worked really hard, and he was a strategist and a consultant, and that's how he became who he is today, and he has employees, and, you know, has a very, one of the shows that my twin gets a lot out of is the Theology Thursday show. He's a very vocal Christian, and his co-host, Todd Irvin, is a devoted Catholic who has very athletic children. And, you know, they're looking at current events and life through the spectrum of people who are being affected by these crazy policies, like having your child compete with a boy pretending to be a girl on a sports team. And it really bothered me that when my kids were going to college, that the scholarships were so scarce. That's because they're giving them to illegal aliens who are, you know, most likely going to be Marxists and vote Democrat. My kids had scholarships, and they got help, but that's because they were, you know, academic. They weren't getting athletic scholarships. Our daughter was in water polo, but she wasn't, she didn't get a scholarship. I have a friend who's a very sweet guy, who's a widower, and his son got an academic scholarship to a university in the tundra of North Dakota. And his son couldn't have gone to college if he hadn't done pretty well at wrestling. So he was recruited because he was a good wrestler. And that's how he got to college, because his father could not have afforded college for his son, as well as supporting himself. So, you know, people who have had big struggles in their lives sometimes end up being the most impactful. I mean, the idea that we are glorifying criminals and people who are anti-US and people who are in power that should not be in power is an affront to me. But imagine how God feels, because God did shed his grace on thee, meaning America. We are a special place. We are the lamp of the world, the shining city on the hill. We're the one to be copying. We are not supposed to be under communist Chinese dictatorships, where they treat their people so horribly that they are literally locking them in their apartment buildings and letting them starve to death, because they don't care. They've got billions, and they don't have enough food or whatever their issue is. So their solution is to kill them. And that's what this shot was about. You want to know more about this jab that's been mandated by liars on TV that were paid to lie, have blood on their hands, and you know who you are, MSNBC, CBS, ABC, CNN, all of you scumbags, Fox News too, you've been long. You want to know more about that? Not that hard to figure out. You just have to pay attention. All the information is on thrivetimeshow.com, timetofreeamerica.com, stopworldcontrol.com. I've posted links to the international panel of doctors, you know, real doctors with their names and their specialty and their, you know, their, they're putting their names and their reputations and their ability to make a living on the line by coming out and telling the truth. And what does the Obama-Biden regime do? And Obama's still in there, by the way. I haven't figured it out. He has not gone away. But what does the Biden regime do? They go after the doctors who tell the truth and threaten their law, their medical license, which is totally illegal. You cannot threaten to take someone's medical license away unless they have, you know, done something atrocious, like, I don't know, leave a scissor inside someone's belly when they did an operation, or, you know, it has to be egregious, okay? You can't have people spending years and years and hundreds of thousands of dollars on their education, and then because they say, I don't think this COVID is, a real pandemic, or because I think there's a problem with the vax, either the jab got tainted or they are intentionally putting stuff in it to hurt people, that you lose your license. Right? So, you know, we don't have any choice. These people either have to be taken out of all of power and of their authority, taken away from, you know, the WHO and the NAID and all these other organizations that Fauci is with. They're not federal agencies. They're just overlords. Okay, it's an oligarchy. It's just like the CFR, Center for Foreign Relations, the UN. You know, all these groups, they aren't working for us, but they get our tax dollars. While you're eating hamburger because you can't afford steak, they're dining at the five-star restaurants in New York City. The people who are at the UN are the most overpaid, arrogant, elitist, suck-up, clueless, out-of-touch people in the world. All right? And that's who's pushing people up and into power. I mean, Obama was talked about as being the next president way back in 2004, 2005. He was the chatter on the internet. And I know that because I was listening to Abby Lipkin, L-I-P-K-I-N. And Abby's a Jew, and his wife works for Israeli intelligence. And she was saying, and she her job was to listen to what the Muslims were talking about because she speaks Farsi and Arabic, and her job for the Israeli intelligence was to listen. I think she's retired now. But anyway, Abby Lipkin's wife said that Obama was all over, his name was all over the airwaves, the chatter, as she calls it, way back in 2005 or 2004. And they already had decided that he was going to be the president. So That evidence alone, that those email transmissions or those phone conversations, that is enough evidence to prove that we have a shadow government that controls the world and they decide what happens, not us. So why are we paying taxes if we don't have representation? I just read you the book America 101 that explains how America came to be and what it was designed to be and what our founders had in mind. It's not what it is now. So you have these morons on the leftist TV shows, the paid off propaganda news, you know, the founders were a bunch of misogynists and white supremacists. And you know, there was and there is slavery everywhere. Okay. There was slavery in America, and George Washington had slaves and Jefferson had slaves, but that's because that was the culture at that time. In Europe, they had slaves. The Muslims, Africans in Africa were selling their rival tribes into slavery. They had ships coming over to America with Europeans on it that were hijacked by pirates, Muslim pirates, and those people, those Muslim pirates would sell the Europeans into slavery. That's why the people in Iraq look so strange with light hair and light eyes, because a lot of them have European ancestry. They're from, their ancestors were put into harems and made sex slaves. Yeah, okay, get a clue, okay? So you have these stupid moron, it's usually African Americans have been educated by stupid communists saying bad things about America. The world all had slavery, and there's still slavery right now. So talk about slavery right now. Want to know more about slavery right now? Then go to OurRescue.com. Tim Ballard's having a movie made of his life as a rescuer, a liberator of kids. He and his team, it's not just him. He's not Superman. Gets a lot of support. But his life is made into a movie, and he is being played by Jim Caviezel. And Jim Caviezel plays Jesus in The Passion of the Christ, made by Mel Gibson. And he also was in a lot of other movies. One of the ones that I liked was Count of Monte Cristo. He plays the Count. But, if you're feeling like I was, just totally upset about this human trafficking problem and how these children are treated. And I've posted videos about it, and they always get deleted by the powers that be because it's too graphic. Well, how can you, I can refer you to Blake Lively, who was the star of Gossip Girls, and she is married to Ryan Reynolds, who's pretty well known. He's right now, you can see him on Roku in a movie called, I think it's called The Proposal, with Sandra Bullock. Anyway, Ryan Reynolds seems like a normal guy, raised by normal people, and so does Blake Lively. Blake Lively went on national TV and vividly described what they're doing to these kids. Some of them are babies. Okay, this is not just pedophilia. This is a satanic element to it. And this satanic element is what we're up against, and it's pretty scary, and it scares the life out of me, but I keep trying because I don't want to live in a world run by these freaks. And if you want to know more about that, look for her video. You can tell you have the right one because she's standing in front of a big panel of beautiful flowers, and when she discusses it, it's hard to hear, but it's obviously if you put out a video or even pictures, it's easier to explain this atrocity that's being done with the human trafficking. But I'll be frank with you, the Democrat Party is profiting off of it, just like they profit off of the sale of dead baby parts that they get for free from women who kill their babies rather than stay pregnant, deliver the baby, and then find a home for the baby that they've had. If you don't want to have a baby, then don't have sex. If you have sex and you get pregnant, stay pregnant, which is very safe, and give the baby to someone who does want a baby. I guess you can't really sell the baby because that's Planned Parenthood's job. They have to sell the baby parts. So they want you giving them the free product so they can profit off of it, and then they can give their money to the Democrats. So the Democrats can tax us more, steal our money, waste our money, and screw us over more. I've had enough. I don't know about you, but I've had enough. If you want to know what the Democrats have been doing with our money, and it's also Republicans because just a different side of the coin. There's a few decent people in there, but not very many anymore. Go to openthebooks.com. Shows the waste and what's been going on, what's been audited and what's been discovered. And I know a person who, I know two people, three people who are auditors. I really want them to come over to Operation Rainbow because I know they're honest, decent people. I wanted to take a few minutes to talk about the grand prize, the Inspired Escape. I have talked to other businesses and asked for donations. How can I put this in a politically correct way? A lot of companies, even if they totally agree with what I'm doing or even my views, which are pretty, I think, logical, and I wouldn't even call them conservative, they're more like libertarian conservative. But they don't want to advertise on a site that has a picture of President Reagan, President Trump, and JFK on it. I mean, JFK was a good leader. He had to be taken out because he wasn't doing what the cabal told him to do. But and Reagan tried to lead too, but he had a lot of people fighting him. But and the same thing with Trump. You try to run a business and have people not listening to you and undermining you and bad-mouthing you and going around the world like these scum in the military have done and putting down Trump and lying about like Vindman, General or Lieutenant Colonel Vindman. What a pant load. Anyway, but because I refuse to take down the pictures of I guess it's mostly Trump, being pro-Trump. They don't want to be affiliated. And I understand, you don't want to lose any customers or whatever, but it shouldn't be that people are afraid to have an opinion. And that's what the Democrats did. That's why I have such anger towards them and resentment, because, they wrecked my life. But besides that they created the spirit of fear. Steve Dace calls it the spirit of the age. Well, part of that is, it's demonic, and it's about spreading fear and worry and sadness and depression and feeling like you're being watched, or that you have to watch what you say, or that, and I went through this when I worked at the last college I worked at. It's in my book, but it you would not believe what I went through. And it was because of leftists. And I could say your names right now and bring extreme shame onto the group that did it to me. But I won't, because you're not worth being in legal battles with for the rest of my life and wasting my time and money on. You'll get what you deserve. But I'm telling you that you can be working with, let's say, a Republican or a Democrat. The Democrat will report you for what you say, even though you have a right to free speech. The Republican won't. And that's really what we're talking about. Who do you want to be affiliated with? Who do you want to have working for you? Who do you want to have as a customer, as a client? Who do you want to be spending your advertising dollars on? Do you want to be sending it to companies that are doing anti-American stuff and funding anti-American organizations and groups like Media Matters and Communist Party USA and Planned Parenthood and the Senior Citizen ARP, whatever it's called? Do you want to be sending your money there, or do you want to be sending it to people who are normal and patriotic and logical and want prosperity and want to have a safe and good world to live in and grow up in and set down roots in? Do you want to have it that you spend all your time and money building up something and it gets taken away by some whack job Democrat employee who says that you molested them when you didn't, that kind of stuff. I mean, that's what these people do. They have totally no scruples, totally no honor, totally no moral decency, or their moral compasses are broken. All right, so we don't want anything to do with them. Let them play with each other. We don't want to play with them. Okay, we used to think we could just all get along. No, we can't. Okay, you people are. It's like putting poison into a bottle of water. You know, you're not going to pollute our water anymore. That's an easy way to explain. So, with that said, I hope that you can try to check out some of the things that I've spoken about, the movies, the books. I hope you go to andweknow.com to get current events from a biblical perspective, because LT, who runs andweknow, he has info coming to him from his contacts around the world, and he's former military. And just tune out these other shows that are lying to you. I will say I'm very happy to see that lesbian Maddow, and I say she's proud about being a lesbian, so I'm just going to call you. You're a lesbian. I don't know what you know about what the other 98% of us are dealing with, but apparently you have to be on our airwaves with the rest of the gay people on CNN, because you guys know best, right? You know what it's like to raise kids, and you know what it's like to not be able to afford to pay your taxes because suddenly you have a problem. So anyway, I want to say that this, it's important now that before stuff hits the fan, which, they're predicting a big depression, people, and they're also predicting food shortages and civil unrest and all the rest of the stuff that goes with it. They're going to do to America what was done to Venezuela and Argentina and Cuba and Russia and the Ukraine. I mean, this is an evil cabal, like the evil empire in Star Wars. And, we're like David taking on Goliath. But we're going to do it, and we're going to be victorious. And that's the attitude we have to have, as well as the mindset, as well as the declaration. What we say with our mouth matters. You can't just think about it. You have to verbalize it. So I declare in the name of Jesus Christ Almighty that we're going to be victorious over this evil. It's going to be shattered and scattered to a million pieces, just as Jeff said he was going to do to the CIA long ago when it was formed after World War II with the leftover Nazis. And that's who's running the world, and we're going to get you, and we're going to destroy you. And we release God's heavenly army to go forth and destroy it right now. Go get them. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I wanted to point out to you also, if you have a chance to see 2,000 Mules by Dinesh D'Souza, one of the reasons why I'm upset with Riley is that he's saying that, the evidence that's been gathered, the forensic evidence, the machine grabs, from the rigged machines that they use, that it's all not enough. Yes, it is enough. It's just that the Supreme Court is too afraid to do anything about it because they don't want to be dead, okay? This cabal kills people, okay? They threatened to kill me and my kids. They wrecked my sister's life. They wrecked my brother's lives. Okay, so I have a little bit of a vested interest in getting these scum, all right? But I'm also realizing that if they do it to me and other people, they'll be coming after many more people. They've got to be stopped. Okay, we're not going to be just taking it. Anyway, I'm asking you to watch 2,000 Mules by Dinesh D'Souza. It's an important movie, and it does have value, and it does have proof. It's just that people don't want to, examine it and use their brains. It's been so brainwashed by and dumbed down by the evil communist left. Look at frankspeech.com. and also see the movie The Trump I Know come. You know, more than any other president, except I guess Reagan was pretty vetted because he had been the Screen Actors Guild president and he had been in Hollywood. A lot of people knew him. A lot of people were really thrilled when he went to Washington, like Charlton Heston and other conservative people, Republican people, right-leaning, not, you know, anti-communist. I mean, a Democrat is a communist, okay, a socialist, a Marxist. They're not JFK Democrats. So just knock it off, Joe Biden. Your party is disgusting, and you're also selling drugs and people and guns and weapons and secrets and blackmail, and that's what funds your party, your mafia, okay? It's not even like, debatable anymore. And you know all about the child trafficking, and President Trump has done more to roll up those pedophile rings and sex trafficking rings than anybody did, any president before him. So shut up, Joe Biden. You know, FJB and Obama too. Anyway, the reason I'm mentioning that is that we aren't as vicious as the left, and so that's how they got away with this stuff. Like I remember when I was in high school, they would say, oh, well, we don't talk about politics in school, and we don't talk about politics at work because we have to let our nation heal. This is after the Democrats had done the race riots of the 1960s and the looting and the, you know, carnage that they did then. You know, all this mess started when we imported groups of people from communist Marxist nations that sole purpose was to take over and rot us out from the inside out. We were a good, pretty peaceful country until we imported Muslims and communists and Fabian socialists and basically criminals from around the world. I mean, most of the Cuban people are very pro, they're right-leaning, put it that way. They're not leftists. But you have a few out there pretending that they are Republicans, like Ana Navarra, spewing her crap that she gets paid on the side for fomenting hate and lies and propaganda. In the old days, when someone was a propaganda pusher, they would be called out on it, and they wouldn't be able to get away with it. But Obama made it that propaganda is legal, so that's why you have such viciousness. So what I will say is that I have noticed that some of the left alphabet channels, some of the left-wing ones, are starting to you know, pull it in. They realize that they've gone too far and that America is boycotting them, not listening to them, not buying stuff from their sponsors. And that's one way we can fight back, is by not buying our products and goods and, you know, everything from home security to insurance to phone plans, the personal care products you use, the household products, dog food. You know, I really like Gentle Giant. I asked the creator of that to be a sponsor for the 9/11 event that I did in 2021. And I contacted him. His name is, I want to say Bruce Ward, but that's, he played Bruce, he played Robin in the Batman TV show, which was very campy with Adam West. And that fella, the guy who played Robin, he and his wife developed made their own dog food called Gentle Giants. And I think that's a good dog food. So like, I really want to have it be that you don't even have to think twice about it, that you can, go to a site that has all ideally American makers of food and American made products and that they are patriotic, and that, you know, they stand by their product, and they, you know, they don't tell you it's like, you know, the freshest coffee in the world, and it ends up being stale, you know, I kind of feel like it, that they actually honor their word. You know, that's partly what Glenn Beck was such a visionary about. He realized that the way to communicate and advertise businesses or sponsors is by talking about them. And that's what Jesse Kelly does as well. Rather than having an ad that's, you know, has subliminal imaging in it or messaging in it, that you actually just say, you know, I use this product, it's great, this is why I like it. So, like, here are people who use it too, they like it too. You know, like, referral business and keeping business is actually, you know, it's very cost effective for advertisers and people who are making products, because you don't have to, you always are having your customer base be reliable and be there, and that you can count on them and they give referrals, and that's how you keep growing. It's a very cost effective way to do business. So, as I said, Operation Rainbow is extremely complex and it's very simple at the same time. But, you know, I know that this is going to work, but it's the getting there and getting everything ready and set that's the hard part. In case you don't know, there's a bunch of people involved with Locals, LOCALS.com. Most of them are creative people. Dave Rubin is one of them. Dave Rubin is married to a man, just so you know, but he's a normal gay person where he's not radical. And they're involved with trying to have a community that supports creative people and writers and cartoonists and, you know, people who are movers and shakers and all that. And I have set up my pages over there under In Circle Us and I think Lori and Company and Lori Parrish. I'm not claiming to be a mover and shaker, but I think I could have been if I hadn't been deplatformed and lost my following, several thousand followers, and if I hadn't been afraid to communicate with businesses and people, I think I could have been a mover and shaker. But anyway, get over to locals.com, get yourself seen over there, interact over there. Jim Brewer's over there now, the comedian who was at the last Time to Free America event, one that was in San Diego North. And then also Public Square, Public SQ, they're trying to show companies that are, one of the ones that's following me or that I'm following, I don't remember which way it is, I'm over there as well on Public SQ. But the company that's really digging what they're talking about is Made in the USA. That's a, you know, we're getting organized to fight back. And when companies, corporations realize that they've lost their business, they've lost their customers because we're not going to buy from them because they're supporting causes and people and organizations and parties like the Communist Party and the Democrat Party and George Soros, the declared admitted Nazi, when they realize that, you know, we're boycotting them, walking away, it's over for them, okay? So, you know, we can't play nice with these people anymore. They're vicious and vile, and we're going to make them regret what they did, including pushing the jab. All right, so that's Public SQ. And it's an app you can download. And then also get over to, there's another one. My Pillow CEO, Mike Lindell, set up a platform for entrepreneurs called mystore.com. You know, he's trying to help small businesses. God love him. And also, while I'm thinking of it, please pray for Justin Bieber and his wife, who are having health issues, and Toby Keith, who's having health issues, and Jeff Bridges also is having health issues. These are key people, and you know, we ask that they are healed and healthy. I also want to point out that Joe Biden is trying to say stuff that sounds like he's a healer and a uniter and all that stuff. Okay, it's just a script, okay? That party has done more to destroy America than any other party before. They are, you know, like the Whig Party used to exist, that they went away. The Democrat Party, that's, you know, should have been over after the Civil War. You wicked, disgusting people. And they did stay in power by using unions and propaganda and paid off media. So guess what? That's going to end now too. But Joe Biden is trying to sound like he's, you know, we're going to build back better and we're going to unite and we're going to heal and we're going to, you know, spend all this money on the infrastructure. Why weren't you spending the money on the infrastructure during Obama's 8 years that he occupied the Oval when he wasn't getting stoned on coke and meeting up with his gay buddies and watching sports on TV? Came in at what, 10 o'clock and left at 2 o'clock. I mean, Obama was the most lazy president there ever was. That's pretty bad for a half white guy. Anyway, Joe Biden's going to try to sound like he's caring and all that stuff. He's not. I'm done with my rant. I don't really care if you listen to this or not, but if you want to, you can sing and download it and share it that way. I'm going to say what I always say, which is to be bold and be brave and we'll all be free. And I have a something really important to say about President Trump and his heritage. But I'll be talking about that tomorrow. And then after this week, I'll just be stopping by for short shows. Okay, God bless you. Take care. Be bold. Be brave. And we'll all be free. And God bless America so we can bless the world. Until tomorrow.